What up, what up? Here we are with another episode of the Who's Where podcast. I'm your host, Chase Minifield, coming to you live from Lexington, Kentucky. We have a three-time first-team All-ACC guy right here, UVA, lead tackle in the career lead tackles guy, man. Much respect has to be put on his name. Quinn Blennon, what's up?
What it do? The legend himself, Chase, baby. Let's go himself, man.
We appreciate you jumping on, man.
I'm going to always support you guys that, you know, started a platform for us. You know, I definitely, you know, followed your careers, you know, after college, what you're doing now. Shoot, I've been a fan.
solid. Man, Dom Joe not on the podcast, man. It's a long story, man. You know, I'm trying to run – me, Max, we're trying to run a professional podcast.
Right, man.
You know what I'm saying? We just can't trust some guys. That's why I used to like to play man-to-man. It was cold for I used to just like to play press. Just don't worry about it. I'm just going to handle mine on my own. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, man. But Max, what's good? Where you at?
What's up, world? Coming to you live. Charlottesville, as always, man. Appreciate y'all joining in for another episode.
100. This is actually our first episode of 2021.
Merch on, though.
Yeah, that's our first episode of 2021, bro. What's that? That's your brand or something? What is that? Who is that?
No, that's the locker room access. Don't you know they got the Virginia on the front, the Charlottesville on the side? You know what I mean?
Oh, all right. That's always sweet.
I stay with the gear now. Come on now.
Yeah, I ain't seen that one.
But
yeah, man, you the first episode of 2021, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's how we got to bring in the year. We got to bring in the year right.
Got to 100. So, man, talk to us. What you doing right now? What you working on?
Well, I mean, right now I'm still training. You know, I'm free agent right now. You know, the season about to end. You know, well, it is ended for, you know, most teams. But, you know, Super Bowl coming up, all that. But I'm a free agent right now. I'm still training. I live in Columbia, South Carolina now. So I'm down there. I stayed down there once I got let go from Carolina. I just been working. You know, I've been, you know, learning the markets. You know, I've been, you know, working on my, I got a recovery trailer business that I run, that I'm actually in Orlando right now. I'm sitting in a car, y'all can't see. I'm actually in Orlando and it's a cryotherapy trailer that is mobile.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do something, you know, especially us athletes, I wanted to provide a lot of recovery. And I know recovery is very big for us. And what better not to have something that's mobile where I can drive to Orlando or wherever I need to be and I can drive and, you know, provide service for those. And that's what I'm doing right now. So I'm doing that. And I just like you, I got a podcast that I do, you know, on Twitch, you know, that I do, you know, as an athlete, you know, Twitch wants more sports content. So I'm like their sports content guy. You know, I meet up with, you know, other guys that are, you know, doing professional sports or, you know, I'm gonna have women up there as well. But I'm just, you know, I'm working my way up that way and going on Twitch and just, you know, just being me and having fun on a podcast, you know, and I'm just being me, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm doing. You know, I'm just living, you know what I mean? You know, a lot of people get scared in these times that we're having, but I just been looking at it as a blessing, you know, it just allowed me to, you know, keep mastering my craft and just keep mastering who I am. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's one thing you can't. That's one thing I'm focusing on in 2021, man. It's just personal self. I think that, you know, I've always been wired to go. As soon as my feet hit the ground, like hit it.
Absolutely.
Hit it and go, whether it was whatever I was chasing, whether it was NFL, now business, trying to chase billionaire status or whatever I'm trying to chase, whatever it is, like relationships, whatever. I always just hit the ground and I go get it. But you know, now I'm trying to just slow down a little bit and really focus on personal, getting better as a person in general. Where are you falling short at and trying to cover those gaps at? You know, trying to be
You need to focus on getting, you know, 5X for this company over here, because the numbers that you told me they gave you, we got to meet about that, Chase. We can't take that. So
what numbers you talking about, man?
The number they offered you for the easy turn.
Nah, bro. That was canceled. We canceled them, bro. That's, they're going to be a customer of ours, so that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Hey, Quinn, did you get the mobile trailer idea from Ant, or are y'all working together with that? Because I know he got one in Richmond and stuff.
So when I got signed to Washington, the football team now, they're called, I was talking to my trainer, and I was just like, I want to do something. Like, I want to, you know, give something and be able to give something back to, you know, Virginia Beach. And I'm like, we don't got too many recovery places out there. So I'm like, bet, let's do a recovery center. You know, let's just get one, like a spot, a location, a good location, and let's go from there. But he was like, all right, so give me like a couple of days and I'm going to come up with something. So I was like, all right, bet. He came back to me like a couple of days later and was like, what do you think about a mobile trailer? I was like, mobile? He was like, yeah, well, we can provide cryotherapy, you know, do the leg compression, heat massage, and Theraguns and all that. I'm like, I said, you know what? That might not be a bad idea. So I was all on board. And it was crazy that, like, Ant and them started that too. Like, when we were doing our process and going through all that and getting all the bills and stuff, it just, like, so ironically, they were doing the same thing. So I was like, that's crazy. Like, that two people really was in the mindset, because I know he does. It's like One Love or the I don't know, the RVA Cryo that they do. They have like the mainstream like building that he goes to. And I know he always did it. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I seen they branched off and did a mobile one too. And I was just like, wow, that's just, what is the coincidence of two of us trying to do the same thing at the same time? But it wasn't even planned. Like I never talked to him about it. He never talked to me about it. We just kind of just did it. You know what I mean? And
oh yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? And I still support him. You know what I mean? If they want to link, you know, I'm definitely all for it to link together, you know, and I will push people to go to them. You know what I mean? It's just because I like, you know, Ant's always been a business minded person since he's been in college. So I'm not really, sorry. I'm not really like, dang, like he did it too, but it's all fair game. You know, we're both growing a business together. You know what I mean? He has his, I have mine. So,
You was in the backfield with Ant, right? Your first year?
Yeah, I was back there. So it's not like we the same kind of guy. So you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like I built the chemistry, and it's like seeing that, I was like, it ain't I don't even know where we aligned and just did the same thing at the same time. It's crazy.
Hey, that's what's up.
It's all good. It's all good. Before we keep going, man, I gotta shout out my guys on that's wrong side right here. I gotta shout out my guys on my helmet, bro. Listen, this helmet got a nice story right here.
Where do we got that guy?
This is the legendary Jameel Sewell, Vic Hall, and Jeffrey Fitzgerald's helmet right there. Hey, they used to have it at their crib. Hey, man, they moved one time. I said, hey, man, bless me with the helmet. After they graduated, they blessed me with the helmet. I never passed it down. I just kept it. So I was supposed to pass it down after I left, but I kept it, man. It's, you know, it's too, it was, you can't find this too many places. Yeah, you can't find this too many places.
So I got to shout out. Yeah, I'd have kept that. Yeah, you can get that.
Yeah, for sure. But I had to get more signatures on there for sure. But I ain't want to ruin them. I got three solid ones right now. I ain't want, you know.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Hey,
you do. You got some solid.
You got to get a couple more on there. But you know, so you can't just get nobody, though. You can't shout out my man Ray Key. You know, so you
can't put anybody and everybody on there for sure. So yeah, man, Quinn, man. So let's go through this thing. So you number five player in the country from some sources, whatever, 5-star recruit. And you decide to come to the University of Virginia. Like we don't usually get people that's putting up those those caliber stars. You know what I'm saying? At the in high school to come to the University of Virginia, especially in the defensive backfield. Now offensive line, different thing.
Yeah.
Defensive backfield, you know, I don't know if we had any 5-stars. We was all four. Me, my side was four.
Yeah, four.
And I'm not sure what everybody else was.
What was Vic? Vic was high up there.
Nah, Vic was under recruited.
What about Cook? Yeah, Cook was pretty high up there.
I think I was like the first 5-star in like in a long time. It was like some years that it went by that like in the backfield, like as like a defensive back player. I think I was like, I don't remember the exact years, but hey, I seen players like you there. I seen players like Demetrius Nicholson. I seen Ant there that had 8 picks in 1 year. He should have left, but the man stayed. You know what I mean? I'm seeing guys like that are dogs. Like, and that's what I'm just known to be around. That's what I'm known to be with. And you know, coming from, you know, the 7-5, a lot of us were there. So I'm like, I seen Henry, I seen Eli, I seen Trey, I seen Coop, I seen Walt, I seen all them boys there. I'm like, I mean, We all had the dream of, you know, playing together at one time, because I mean we all went to different schools around the area, played against each other, but we were just like, man, why, if we know we the top dogs in our area, why don't we go somewhere and try to change the program around? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how I initially got to UVA in a sense. I mean, and I was sold on UVA, and like I was sold on a message of like, I'm staying home, I'm changing the culture. Like, I want to do something great for this area. You know what I mean? Like, because I hated Virginia Tech. I hated the way they recruited me. I ain't like talking to them. When they came to school, I didn't talk to them boys. They already knew what time it was with me.
Yeah.
It was just, they already knew. And then I was like, and then Smoke went there. I'm like, I went to the same school with Smoke. I basically grew up with Smoke. So I'm like, man, might as well. I don't even care. Let's go. Let's just go change the culture. Let's go be, you know, be great there. Because like a lot of people don't know, like UVA was like the top contender, you know, when most of us was growing up, like they were number ones, number two, you know, top 10, top 15, top, you know what I mean? So like, why not bring that back to what UVA really is? Like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, shoot, it ain't no better than going to that. Then I'm playing. Then I was like, I was really sold when, you know, when Dex was there, I'm like, shoot, I'm about to be coached by Dex. I'm good.
Yeah.
So I'm like, shoot, I'm going. And then, you know, as soon as I committed, I'm on the way, you know, Dex get another job. You know, I was happy for him. I still stay in contact with him. Like, he coached me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was the whole, you know, the players for real, why I really went.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and a lot of people don't know, I didn't take none of my officials. I didn't go visit nowhere. The only place I went was Virginia. I didn't go nowhere.
Especially as the top safety, top five, top 10 player in the country. You ain't take no visits? Hey, you know, there's three and two stars. We down there taking all five of them for sure.
Right. I didn't go nowhere. I was just sold on the message of just what I wanted to do. Like, I wanted to go somewhere and change something. Like, it's easy to go to, like, you know, Alabama that's already established, you know, Ohio State, all these schools that are already established. And, like, you know what you're going to get. Not saying those are bad schools to go to. Like, I mean, I vouch for anyone to go anywhere, you know what I mean? And wherever you're going to get an education and play ball and whatever feels comfortable to you. But I'm going somewhere to change something. Like, we're going to put a stamp on Virginia. Like, you know how big that is? Like it's like how Vic went to Tech and, you know, he's from the 7-5, but he put a stamp in Virginia because of what he did at Virginia Tech. You know what I mean? So I wanted to be like that. Like, I wanted to go somewhere and, like, with all my boys and, like, basically family, like, and we put a stamp on Virginia and really bring Virginia back to what we were. And that's what really led me going there.
Yeah, that's what's up. Now, I thought it had something to do with that. I know a lot of your boys was coming up there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, Coach Lennon, he got that gift of gab, you know, when it comes
to that. Definitely do. He definitely got, he'll definitely sell you on that now. I can say that. He'll definitely going to sell you now.
For sure.
He'll definitely sell you now.
So you showed up, man. You showed up to UVA. Obviously, football-wise, you played right out the gate. But talk about the culture, man. Talk about the culture of the school. Like, showing up on campus, was it a culture shock, or was you just mainly around your guys on the team? Did you kind of embed yourself in the actual network of University of Virginia, being that name that you have? Was you able to kind of cultivate yourself and meet some cool people that are actually going to the University of Virginia outside of the football team?
So, yes, actually, it was actually kind of weird. Like, not, it was like kind of fun, but it was just like weird because, you know, coming from high school, you just like, you've been growing up with these people all your life, going to elementary school, middle school. Then it's like, now you're in high school. You watched all the movies, you know, seeing how they moved in movies. You like, you get there. It's a whole totally different scene. You just like, it's people from all over. You know what I mean? It's a lot of people you might have never seen in your life before. But I remember when I first got there, like, you know, I was just like, I was just a guy, you know, just there, you know, when I first got there, I'm just like, you know what, whatever. We came in early for, you know, the little program we were in. And I was like, bet. So every day, like, I used to sit outside and like do my work and like, and just listen to music. I used to sit outside, write a, what was them old dorms? I can't remember the name of it. I think it was across from Woody. Right across from Woody and all that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
So I'm over there sitting outside on the picnic table. I'm just chilling, listening to music. Then, as every day now, I do my work out there. Then my roommate, Lat, come out there with me. We just sitting there doing our work, listening to music. And after that, it literally started trickling in people. And, like, trickling people. And these are people that are, like, just random people that just are in the program with us. And they're just coming out, talking and chilling. I'm like, yo, this joint is actually kind of cool and dope because, like, everyone's out there now. Like, everyone just come outside. We just listen to music. we just chill, we talk, we laugh. And so I kind of embedded myself into, you know, in the culture of, you know, meeting people, you know, networking with people. And some of those people I still talk to this day. And then, you know, I'm like, all right, then now I made a name for myself. I'm like, shit, all right, bet I'm cool with it. You know what I mean? So I'm, you know, I mean, some of the top people, you know, like our old alumni come back. I talk to them all the time, talk to you guys when you come around. And then, you know, I'm meeting people at like Boylan. I meet people at like all the bars and all that stuff. I'm just meeting people. I'm just like, yo, this is crazy. But it was like, I never really network like I do now. You know what I mean? I was just a friendly person. I was just a guy that was just out there, you know, trying to make people smile, laugh, just make sure people was having a good time. You know what I mean? I never really sat down and thought about like, dang, I should network with this person and kind of figure out the next play, or, you know what I mean? Like, I never really did that, but I just embodied myself into the culture of just being free and just showing that like, yeah, I'm an athlete, but like, we not just, you know, little jocks or whatever. Like, we're cool people, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I kind of made most of my networking after I was gone.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Cause man, when I was there, Max was different. Max did his thing as far as network, you know, and I respect Ant for his too.
Ant I wasn't like that. I was just a guy that like, I mean, I'd go out, I'd meet people, I'd talk to people, but it wasn't like, you know, oh yeah, let's talk about this. I was just a guy that showed up, smiled, have fun, just brought good energy and I was me. And that was the good thing about it that a lot of people liked about it. And now that I've seen that and I talk to people now, like, yo, I should have been networking with these people. Like, I talk to Ahmad and T-Cub all the time. Like, they should have been like, well, you should have been doing this and doing that. But I'm like, but I was just there. Like, I was just living in the moment, like, of just like, yo, I mean, I'm a superstar. Like, everyone knows me, but I'm just like, I just don't want to be seen just for that. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I just really just went out there and just talked to people. Like, even if it was not even on a networking base, I just went out there and just said, hey, like, how you doing? And like, I just showed them who I was and people loved that. But now that I think back on it, and me and you could talk after, you know, off of this and Max as well, we can talk about something. Cause I feel like we need a better mentoring program where we kind of get our younger players and like the kids that are there now, like the exposure to this networking. Because I know when Mo was there, when he was academic advisor, he was trying to do it, but it never really went through. And I know like you go to other schools, these people have been plugged in for years.
Yeah.
And so I want to do something where we kind of get kids out of there to do it. You know what I mean? And not kind of, in my situation, wait till now, you know what I mean? Where they kind of already do it. And Max, you probably can testify because you've been doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like now we're at a position where, and I know, I don't know how you were, Chase, but I know I see you now where you're networking a lot and I follow that. You know what I mean? And I watch it. I'm like, okay, I study how you market yourself. I study how you network yourself. And I watch things like that because I take notes and I try to put it to my own use. You know what I mean?
100.
But I feel like if I kind of did it earlier, I could be, not saying I'm not in a good situation. I am. I'm in a blessed situation and a great situation now. But I feel like I would have more resources if I did it earlier.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, there's one thing about networking or knocking on people's doors when you don't play, when you're not playing at the university no more. or if you're not on the Skins, or, you know what I'm saying? If you're not on one of those teams, it's a different knock than when you play. And I wish that I would have took advantage of that, you know, at UVA when I was kind of, you know, doing my thing. And then, obviously, I went to Redskins, and you was on the Skins for a while, too. And, you know, that's most of the UVA faithful again. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, yeah, it was just, you know, it was just definitely a fall short part on my side of things. I was just so locked in on football that I couldn't get out of my own way as far as just like how locked in I was. I was blinded by just trying to, you know, be the best I could be on the football field, which was good in the end because I was that's how you turn out to be who you are on the field. But once football's over, man, those resources, you're trying to catch up in that space. So Before we move on in this, I want to say, like, we did start a clubhouse room, and that is kind of our goal behind, like,
yeah, I've seen that. And this podcast, I'd be ready, I'd be on it, and then I see what time it was. I was like, all right, I got it. I'm gonna be at that time right there. I get to doing something. I look, I'd be like, dang, it's 12 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, man, I'm going to bed. I just be so long. But I appreciate that though, because like, it's real. Like, I like the Clubhouse app, you know what I mean? But I enjoyed that, like, what you started, you know what I mean? That you're trying to bring alumni that went to UVA together, because I mean, that's how we build a stronger community there. You know what I mean? Because we've been through it. We're going through it. You know what I mean? And then if we can help the youth and the young ones coming under us, shoot, we painting the picture for them. You know what I mean? And I appreciate it. I'm definitely joining it. I just be losing track of time. Yeah, and I just be in my own little world. But no, cool, I appreciate that, because and to go back on what you were saying, like, we just were so locked in as like athletes. And that's kind of like how I approach my podcast, where like I approach it as an athlete, but I wanted to get out of the space of we're just athletes. You know what I mean? I wanted to get on the space of we're humans. Like, we do the same thing you guys have to do. Like, when we're done with this, we're regular people. Like, regardless if y'all see us as superstars or we were fans of you, at the end of the day, we're humans. And I found out, like, I made so many connections now that I'm not, like, of course that, yeah, I'm still a free agent and still playing, but I made more connections without being a part of an organization. And I'm just like, yo, if I had the chance to do this earlier and to show that, like, I'm focused on football. I want to be the best football player. I want to be a Hall of Fame, all that, you know what I mean? But still had to side in the mind track to go, oh, I'm still human. I know football is not going to last forever. I kind of should start making these connections now and start building something now so that when the time comes, I'm good. You know what I mean? And so that's kind of what my podcast is about. It's about just allowing us athletes a free space to be us, allow us to show that we're human. You know what I mean? And I would love to have you up there as well, like, just to have fun. You know what I mean? And just show that, like, we're more than an athlete. And I took the approach, like, listening to, like, LeBron James and them, like, in that whole movement he has. But I just took a spin to say, like, on my show, we just have fun. We do whatever. You know what I mean? Like, and so I appreciate that you do the Clubhouse to keep us connected as UVA alum. You know, I appreciate the networking you do, because I know you do a lot. And, you know, Max, I know you're probably there as well, that you guys do a lot. And that, you know, I appreciate you as a younger alum, you know, appreciate you older alums that, you know, kind of set the path for me too. You know what I mean? Because I watch y'all and I say, like, oh, this is how they move. Okay, they can go like this. And they, you know what I mean? So I think it's great that what you guys are doing, and especially that you guys do this podcast now. Like, it's dope. Like, I'm all in for support, and I fully support everything, because not a lot of people really get to see that or experience that. You know what I mean?
Nah, man, thank you, bro. I got this from Ralph Sampson, man. I randomly ran into Ralph Sampson in Los Angeles. I don't even know if I should say this, but at a house party. I ran into Ralph Sampson, bro. Ralph, 7'3", walking into the door. And I didn't even know if he knew me or nothing like that. So I just introduced myself. Yeah. We were both UVA athletes at a house party. Not like a house party, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It was formal.
It was like a mansion party. It's like a mansion party. You know what I'm saying?
Mingle, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It wasn't like, you know, the old high school joint. But I met Ralph Sampson there, and we just started chopping it up. And I was like, yo, what? You the biggest athlete that ever came to the University of Virginia. How has it been connecting with UVA alumni and UVA networking for you? And he was like, it's non-existent. Like, it's the same you experience is probably the same thing I done experience as far as just finding that network. And really, a lot of people come to UVA and they sell the network of University of Virginia to you. Of like, you go to the University of Virginia, you graduate from here, and you good. You know what I'm saying? Like, this degree going to take you a long way. this name going to take you a long way. You're going to meet people that you've never met before after you go to the University of Virginia, which is, you know, it's probably better than most, but I'm just saying, like, there needs to be logistics. What is a logistics word, Max, for this thing that we need to streamline this process from
streamline coordination.
Yeah, something like that. We need to streamline it from the actual alumni and what they do to people that are looking to find that or find mentors in that space that they are
working. Absolutely. Like
that needs to be streamlined. So we started a Clubhouse room. Anybody on here that's on Clubhouse, please join our room, the UVA Club. We do weekly things, but we want it to grow to as far as just like where everybody can host rooms, whether it's on real estate, whether it's on stock, whether it's on business, whether it's on podcasting, whatever it is. But we just have UVA community learning from UVA community people, where it's a safe space to talk and learn. So we're excited about that for sure. But let's jump back into this, man. So you go to UVA, all right? We learn about the culture and all those different type of things like that. Talk about football, man. You come to there, you know, you could have went anywhere in the world. You could have went anywhere in the country. You could have played at Alabama. You could have played at Ohio State. You could have been playing for the shit. Yeah. And we over here just trying to, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to piece it together.
Just win games.
Yeah, we're trying to beat Virginia Tech. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to beat Virginia Tech, man. So talk to me about that, man, from your perspective. Obviously, you playing with your boys. But did you ever be out there or be like watching some other teams play and be like, man, I could have been a starting strong safety or a strong free safety in a national championship game?
I don't think it hit me until like my junior year, like when we went 2-10.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that joint was hell. I ain't even going to hold you.
I never get 2 wins. I'm not going to keep it on it. You're just speaking of your space here. Oh, we got three. We got three. We
didn't get
no two.
Hey, three was rough.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, man, it was rough. Like when we missed the bowl game my first year, you know, losing to Tech, you know, on the last play drive or whatever, missed out on the opportunity to go to bowl game. Come back the next year, we weren't even close. Mike London gets fired. I'm like, man, who the coach gonna be? Man, what is it gonna be like? Yeah. And like I'm just like, man, at this rate, I'm like, all right, I put together two great seasons. I'm like, all right, let's get a solid third in there, and you gone. No matter who the coach is, you gone.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right. So I'm just in my mind like, and this was before all the transfer portals were good and okay, that you can just transfer whatever you want now. So I'm like, man, if I transfer, they're going to make me sit a year. Then I got to wait a year to play. And I'm like, is it worth it? What team would I even go to? I'm just like, I was like, you know what? Man, I'm not no sucker. I ain't no quitter. Yeah. I ain't no sucker. I idolize Kobe. I idolize MJ. They ain't want to leave. So I'm not leaving. You know what I mean? So I'm going to just keep giving my all. I made a name for myself. Like, I'm still doing great. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not leaving. I mean, it's times I'm just like, something got to change. I don't know what got to change, but something got to change.
Yeah.
And then we get a new coach. Bronco Mendenhall come in, and I'm like, and I don't know how this is going to work. He coached these boys that was like 30 years old or whatever. And so I'm like, it ain't no way we about to win. You know what I mean? So I'm like, it's whatever. We not about to win. We not about to be successful. So I'm like, I don't know what you want us to do. You know what I mean? And on words of like, you know, he done coached, you know, Mormon kids. I don't know what he expect from us. You know what I mean? I'm just like, so I'm talking to Micah, you know, I'm talking to Dante and them. Well, you know, because Dante and them about to leave, we went out sad for them. So I'm like, I'm talking to Micah. So I get home, I'm training. And I'm like, this is my third year now. So I'm like, I get the letter back. They're talking about stay in school. I was still about to say, no, I'm about to just try my luck and just trust and go on what I know.
So you got your like draft papers or whatever?
I got the papers back or whatever, the grade or whatever they want to call them. It was like stay in school or whatever. Cause they only give you one, two or stay in school. So I was like, it says stay in school. I'm like, man, y'all playing with me right now for real. So I'm like, man, all right. So I'm training back home. I'm talking to, you know, my trainer. I'm talking to my family. I'm like, man, I could do it. Like, I can just go. I'm going to be all right. Like, I can count on myself. Like, that's the one thing I can do. I can count on myself. Because, I mean, my film speaks for it. Like, I'm good. I get home, train, I get hurt. And this is early, too. Like, before, like, I had to make a decision or whatever to, like, declare or not. So, I'm like, man, shoot, I've been here 3 years now. What's one more year going to hurt at this rate? So, I'm like, I know I didn't perform well. I didn't perform that well. So, I'm like, and I was hurt, like, the first four games. Like, I was hurt. Like, not a lot of people know that I was hurt, like, the first four games of my junior year. So, I'm like, man, it's whatever. So, I get the grades back. I'm talking to, you know, my coaches are talking to the NFL people. And they're like, this way you need to work on, blah, blah. So, I'm like, bet. Like, at some point, I was just like, man, just do what you got to do. You know what I mean? But I've never been that type of player to be that selfish. I'm like, I've always been a team player. And so, I was like, man, we going to a bowl game. I got to experience a bowl game at least one time in my career. Like, I just want to be able to say I went to a bowl game. Because yeah. Going home in December, man, we already knew. Once that, like, November game came for Tech, oh, we was already making plans for after that. We already knew what time it was. We was making plans because we knew we weren't going to no bowl game. So, I was like, I can't do this my last year. So, I just, you know, I really just – turned up another level and just was really just like, I mean, we already seen the worst, you know what I mean? Like, how worse can we get at this rate? And then we actually did better. And then now they're still growing for better. So I'm like, at this rate, it was worth it going through all that. Cause I tell people all the time, I'll do it over again. And they tell me I'm gonna go 2-10 again, 4-6, and then 5-7, I'll do it all over again.
So you never made it to a bowl game.
I did my senior year.
Senior year, y'all made it to the bowl game. What bowl game was that? I can't remember.
That's when we was in the military bowl.
No, yeah, I didn't go because it snowed, but I was in D.C. I didn't go.
13 degree weather out there playing.
Yeah, it snowed that morning. I said, I'm going back to Kentucky.
Yeah, he blessed me with the box seat, so we was warm in there.
All I knew was that y'all boys was in trouble. I knew y'all boys was in trouble because it was snowing and they was about to go hit this wing tee. I said,
oh. I was just like, man, it's whatever. But I was just, it was tough. It was like, it honestly made me a better football player. Cause like, and I tell people this all the time, you can't take majority of these people that played on an Alabama team, Ohio State team, LSU, whoever, you can't take those players and put them on a UVA team and they still be the same player. You can't. Because a lot of them probably will quit because, it's going to be too tough. I mean, people be sleeping on the ACC like they some slouches. Like, nah, there's some teams out there.
Yeah.
Like, every week you playing a good team regardless. I don't care if they have a bad record or not. You playing a good team.
Yeah.
And so I know for a fact if you can take those players and put them on UVA, they won't last.
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard anybody say that, but that's an interesting statement. I always thought I was better than anybody, regardless of where they was at.
That's what I'm saying. That's how I felt. I felt the same way, but I just know if you took any of those players that you say are better than me and put them next to me and put me in their shoes, I guarantee you they'll quit before me.
Oh, yeah, they'll quit.
They'll quit because they don't know how to lose. They don't know. It is. It definitely is very different, and I say it, like, to everybody, like, if I never, like, I would still be the same player, yes, but I'm a better player because I went there.
Yeah.
Like, I actually allowed myself to be, like, to know how to fight under pressure. Like, I mean, I've been fighting my whole life, you know what I mean? Under pressure, underdog, you know what I mean? Because everybody didn't believe, he should have been a five-star, but all my records and all my film, everything speaks for itself. But I'm like, yo, it taught me so much about playing the game at a different level. Because we weren't on TV a lot, but me, Micah, you know, all those guys, we made sure the people were talking about UVA. You know what I mean? Like they was talking about people back in the day. You know what I mean? Like, it won't get no better than that.
Yeah. No, that's real. You know, what was kind of the thing, some of the things you try to do as a leader and as a captain of the guys, you know, after y'all went 2-10, is there anything that y'all tried to implement or – change up or be like, yo, this can't happen again? Any team meetings or workouts changing, like like bump the coaches? We working out by ourselves. We working out together. Like, what was the culture and the mindset after y'all were experiencing losing like that?
So that's when the whole standard came about, and Chris Peace took charge of that, and you know, and basically like, we not for that no more. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, we all were saying it. You know, we were all preaching it. You know, me, you know, I'm a hands-on. Like, I'm gonna tell you straight up. Like, if you ain't doing your job, you ain't doing your job. I don't care how you feel. I don't care if you cry. I don't care about your feelings. Like, yeah, that's me. Like, I'm gonna tell you straight up, and let's get to work. Like, if you're not getting something right, I'm gonna teach it to you. I'm gonna talk to you. Now, if you keep messing it up, all right, at this right now, I'm gonna snap. You know what I mean? Just cause like, I knew what people yelling at me did to me when I was younger and growing up playing football. Like, it made me more focused. Like, I gotta get this. Like, it made me want to do it. And so like, I used to fuss at the dudes. Like, come on now. Like, it was times like, I ain't even gonna lie. Like, that running stuff we used to have to do, that's dead. I'm not no runner, coach. Like, I don't care how you look at me as a leader, that running stuff is dead. I don't do running. I play football. Yeah. Now, if you see me on the field, I'm gonna tell you how it is. You know what I mean? I'm gonna lead you on the field. But running, that's dead. I want no track star. You feel me? Like, I want no track star for them conditioning tests. I'm a football player. Like, I'm not gonna get tired when I play football. You feel me? And I led by like showing you on the field of how
what conditioning tests y'all had.
Man, we had 400s. We had like, we had some crazy stuff.
Right, what's man, the 400s? We had the 300s.
But man, this joke was in the indoor running around this trash can in a minute type stuff. Like, man, man, no, I'm good off that, boss. I promise you, it got real with them jokes with me. But I just led by example. Like,
yeah,
like I'm not a big talker. I talk like, but I'm gonna show you what it is like. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I got all this and did all that, but all that speaks for what I do on the field. When we on the field, you're going to hear me. You're going to show me leading the defense. You're going to show me leading the sideline. You're going to show me leading the offense. That's just the type of player I am. Yeah. So, I mean, we went in off season, you know, fussing at each other, yelling at each other, getting each other better, talking junk to each other, because that only made us better. You know what I mean? It won't like on some, you know, if we, you know, didn't have a good week of workout, you know, all right, let's have a team meeting. Nah, because I mean, I was a part of that at one point where we was having team meeting after team meeting, and ain't nothing changed. So I was just like, I mean, we don't need no team meeting. Let's go out there, do what we need to do, go about our business. You feel me? Like, that's how it just got to be. And a lot of people just started falling in line, and then Peace came up with the standard, and then we just kept going, and we just kept riding that wave and just kept moving that wave. And shoot, we just started winning. And after that, it just became contagious.
Hey, there you go. So, man, you decide. What did you study at UVA?
Sociology.
Sociology major.
I wanted to do business, but when I was, you know, the business school, the wait list was longer than everything. So I was just like, you know what? You know, I'm going to go into something that I know that I can benefit from, like, at the end of the day, like sociology. But, you know, at UVA, you got to go through something to go do your master's, you know what I mean? Because I want to do social work. So, you know, I got my degree in sociology, but I'll have to get my master's in social work. So I kind of have, you know, the degree there already somewhat. And then I'm just, you know, waiting to go into master's program, get a social work degree as well. And, you know, because I just like helping people. I just want to show people, you know, a new way, lead people, you know, and just guide people. You know what I mean? Because, you know, if we don't do it, who else is going to do it? You know what I mean? Because everyone just ran by social media and what people see and, you know, how they live their lives. But that ain't real life. And they're only going to set you up for failure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. It's cool. So you're after your final year, let's talk about that. You plan to go to the league. How's the experience of the draft? I think me and you have a similar experience of being undrafted when you expect to be drafted.
Man, that shit was hell.
I say the same thing. I ain't watched a draft since.
Man, me neither. I can't do it. I can't do it no more. I just can't.
They told me I was going first or second round. Some people, my agents was telling me first or second round, bro. So I watched literally every pick. I thought I could have been 10th. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like I was like fourth round and I was not watching the first couple days. Nah, I mean, from the first time that they turned that thing on, from the last thing, I watched every single pick. I'll never do it again. So
I was
what's
like,
your experience like, man?
I mean, they was telling me, you know, before combine and all that stuff, you know, at least second round. So I'm like second, third round. I'm like, bet, you know what I mean? Yeah. I could creep in the first, you know what I mean? Like at time going, I could creep in the first, but then it was like second and third. I was like, bet, combine come. It was like, all right, you know, they might get, they're looking fourth round. So I'm like, shit, fourth round. I mean, first round, second round. I'm like, all right, bet, fourth round come. Shoot, they want to play you for real when you hit that fourth round. So I'm like, shoot, bet, I'm going fourth round. I signed me up for that. I'm good. Fourth round, you know, day three come, fourth round, all that stuff. I'm like, all right, bet, I'm watching. None, I just keep watching next round. None. So my agent texts me like, all right, you know, teams are talking, like, you might have something soon. It's the fifth round now. So I'm like, yeah. All right, bet. Fifth round, go by, nothing. I'm like, all right. So I'm texting him like, yo, what's up? He's like, I'm trying to figure out now, like, what's going on. All right, bet. Sixth round come, nothing. Seventh round come, I'm like, so nothing happened. I'm like, I was in shock. Like,
did anything ever come back as far as why?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing. That's what I'm trying to figure out. It's an unsolved mystery. Like, they say Tupac and Biggie unsolved. Mine is worse at this rate. I'm convinced somebody out here in the cold cases, my file is still open.
Yeah.
There's no one has given me a reason why. Like, there's no reason why.
I see. With my situation, like, I knew, I got hurt before my bowl game. And I was going in there and I was trying to hide some knee injuries, and they put me in that CAT scan at the combine, boy. And I was in the CAT scan, bruh, for about 4 hours. I was in the CAT scan for about 4 hours. I had to click the button a couple times to get out of that joint, man. And I know that's what really got me. I came back. They brought them scans back, bruh, and they said, yeah, it's over. So
yeah, see, that was my thing. I'm like, yo, you can't. I had, you know, soft tissue injuries, but I'm like,
yeah,
these dudes in here have surgeries, multiple surgeries. I'm like, I'm healthy. I'm in and out of the rooms. I'm in and out those rooms. Like, test me, do that. All right, you're good. Sign off. I'm like, bet, I'm good. Like, you know what I mean? I'm straight. I ain't got nothing to hide. I'm good.
Yeah.
Nope. Nothing happened.
That's crazy. I'm just like, 'cause you're a 4-year starter, a 3-time first team all SEC, and you go undrafted. That don't make no sense in my head.
But I was a 4-time All-American at that, too.
Yeah. Go ahead and throw it in there. So, hey, it's a crazy thing. It's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm just like, yo, at this rate, I'm trying to tell you, like, I don't even know what it is. I couldn't even tell you. Like, I couldn't even tell you to this day. Like, no one could tell me to this
nobody,
day.
Nobody gives it. Nobody gives you any answer. Did you fire your agent? Like, just out of frustration.
It ain't nothing I could do. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm like, yo, at this rate, I just literally just let it be in the air. Like, whatever, at this rate, it's meant to be.
I told my agent, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. just leave me alone. You know what I'm saying?
The thing is, I ain't even talk. Like, I literally, like, so we was down the beach, like, at a little beach house down there that I had rented for my, drive stone. I'm there. Nothing happened. Boy, I just stopped what I was doing. Like, everyone's just looking at the TV, like, trying to figure something out. I just stopped. Like, my world stopped that day. And I'm like, yo, this can't be right. Like, I left. I went home. Like, I left that beach house and went to the crib.
Yeah, I'm out.
Like, all my family's there, but I left and went back home. I'm like, yo. And then, like, I was there for like 20 minutes. And then I was like, you know what? I just still need to be around my family. You know, I cried on the way home. I was just hurt.
Yeah.
Went back to my family, just had a fun time with them and just kind of got my mind off it. And I'm like, all right, you know, all the coaches at UVA calling me, trying to figure out what they can do. They're calling NFL coaches. I'm like, all right, bet. My agent, couldn't tell you what he was doing, but I mean, he was doing something, I guess. So I'm like, all right, whatever. Cool, bet. then I'm like, all right, you know, maybe I get picked up like prior to like, you know, free agent. You know what I mean? They're going to want me right after the draft. Nope. I'm like, man, all right, bet. That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, bet. So then like another day go by, still nothing. So I'm like, what the? I'm like, is this it for me? Like, this over. Like, I'm in my mind panicking. I'm like, this is it for me. I'm done. Like, I was going to hang up the cleats. I'm like, yo, this can't be real right now. And then, like, another day went by. I get a call made and, like, yeah, Washington want to do this. I'm like, all right, bet, whatever, cool. Like, I know I can at least make this team. You know what I mean? Then we get there.
Before we jump into getting there, I want to just see this first one. So when I showed up in Washington after being undrafted, bro, I was in a straight killer mode. Denzel Washington, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't smiling at nobody. I was a nice dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was, I felt like that was a huge chip on my shoulder, boulder on my shoulder. And I felt like the draft made everybody the enemy for the whole league. Like,
no, facts. I hated everybody.
I wasn't really talking,
but I went out there and did my job. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, I'm doing my job. I'm studying. Like, I'm answering all the tests, meaning the questions you ask me, whatever. I'm going to answer it. Bet. I'm studying my ass off. I'm like, bet. Get to Washington. I'm like, bet. I'm good. You know, do rookie mini camp, whatever. I'm solid. I'm there. You know what I mean? They liking me. So I'm like, bet, I'm good. Man, we get to camp with the vets. You know, I know I'm a rookie. I'm like, I went undrafted. They already drafted a guy there, fourth round. Because it was supposed to, it was either between me or him, fourth round. They went with him. But they signed me to free agent. So I'm like, all right, bet, cool, whatever. Let's rock. I'm balling out there.
Hold on, one more question, because it's so similar. Did the people that was drafted in front of you know you because you and all you they know, like, you know what I'm saying?
They knew me.
That's how it was with me. Like, the people that was drafted in front of me that was on the team and I was undrafted, like, they knew that I was an All-American, no, like, All-ACC guy.
Like, they knew who I was. That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, all right, bet, whatever, cool. It's all good, you know what I mean? So it's like, it is what it is. So I'm there. I'm like, all right. So the vets come. I'm like, you know, I'm going to be all right. You know what I mean? I'm going to just do what I've been doing. You know, been working and doing what I've been doing. Man, we get to start the practice. I ain't really practicing for real. I'm like, all right, bet. Let me keep on my grind. I'm going to keep being hungry. I'm on special teams. Anybody run my way, I'm hitting them. I don't even care. Coach talk about no try to – hit people? Nah, get out my face. I'm running through you on special teams. I'm angry at special teams. So you know, we do the joint practice. We with the Jets. I'm like, bet, whatever. Cool, you know what I mean? I'm out there. I'm doing what I do. I'm playing ball. Still not getting reps on defense, for real. So I'm like, bet, cool. Special teams come around. Boy, I'm trying to kill somebody. I'm on special teams trying to kill everybody. I ain't even care who you were and what – and even if they was like, yo, bro, no, I'm trying to kill you right now. Yeah. I don't even care. So, you know, going into the games for preseason, I don't practice. But mind you, I'm like, I get in, I make a play. I'm catching picks. I'm doing stuff like whatever. Mm-hmm. They talking about who going to catch the first pick today. All right, bet. Come on. I'm in a zone. I get in two plays, three plays of practice a week almost, catching picks. Come here, give me this. I'm gone.
That's crazy.
Then, you know what I mean? I barely practice. I don't have no film to watch on how to do the stuff. I'm in the film. Listen, I'm literally watching film. When we're in the film room, I'm literally on my iPad watching the team we about to play. Like, I'm studying them. I don't even have nothing to look at of myself. I'm not watching the vets because they be doing their own stuff. Yeah. Not watching them. Yeah. I'm watching game film of the other team. I'm studying them. Whatever. Cool. I never practiced. I barely practiced. But then I go into the game, I'm grading out at 100% every game.
Yeah.
Like, out of the stages, I'm grading out at 100% every game. Like, I'm lining up people in positions where I barely even practice, but I know the defense. I'm lining everybody up. So I'm like, some guys, I'm like, bet, cool. So I'm like, and it is crazy because like I remember this vividly. Like I'm calling out plays that they're running, like from the sideline. I know what the offense is gonna run. I'm calling this from a side angle, seeing it like this. Yeah. Oh, they about to do this, blah blah blah. We get to we're playing Denver. We're playing the Broncos, right? So I'm like, bet. I study the hell out of them. I'm watching everything they do. I know they are doing this down and distance. I know this personnel's coming in. They might do this. I'm watching it. I'm studying it. Man, we get to the game. I swear to God, I'm on with the trainer that was there. I'm calling out the plays right next to him. He's looking at me like, how do you know this? Like I study film. Like I'm watching the film, but I mind you, I don't practice.
Yeah.
I don't even watch our practice because I don't know what they're doing. Like I know what they're doing, but they be doing their own stuff. But I'm watching the actual Denver game. Like, okay, they do this. I'm calling out the stuff they're doing. So I'm like, at least they know I'm smart. Like I'm too smart for this game. I have a very high IQ of this game. Like I can break this game down, but I'm like, they just weren't rocking with me. And I already had that feeling from the jump.
Yeah.
Like you from the jump,
you ain't practicing. That's a red flag right out the gate.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, and I'm telling my agent, like, yo, I'm barely practicing. Like I'm doing all I can do on special teams. I'm making tackles on special teams. Like, I'm like, at least they can see I'm playing special teams. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And then like the last day came because I was with my boy Prince, Prince Charles. I remember this guy. That's my guy. And we used to just always just say, I sat next to him in my locker. I'm like, hey. I just say, call God, bro. And we just used to just sit there and just be like, yep, that's all we can do, bro.
That's all we can do.
That's yep. It. And then we just kept going and kept pushing forward. And we just like, I knew that last day was going to come. And I was just like, I knew it was over. Like I went home in my mind, like, yeah, I already know I'm going to get that call in the morning. Like, yo, bring your iPad. I already was anticipating it because I won't about to set myself up for failure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I won't, and I already knew they won't rock it with me. Even if I outplayed everybody, everybody on Twitter telling me I'm outplaying everybody, like their own fans. So I'm like, I know the coaches are seeing me outplay these people. Like, you can't tell me I'm not outplaying these people because I know I am. I know I'm better than these people. So when they next morning happened, they called me talking about, yeah, bring your iPad. I'm like, bet. So you know, you bring your iPad in, you talk to people, right?
Yeah.
You have exit kind of meetings. You talk to people. Bro, I didn't talk to nobody.
Nobody. Drop it off.
I didn't drop it off. All right. See you. You know what I mean? Thanks for coming. You know, we appreciate the hard work. I didn't talk to nobody. I barely even talked to my defensive coordinator. I didn't even talk to my DB coach, my actual DB coach. I talked to the assistant coach for like 2 seconds.
Who's the coach there?
The DB coach?
In Washington, yeah.
Torian Gray, the guy that coached at Virginia Tech.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he wasn't there when I was there. So.
And I'm like, yo. I'm like, man, so they call him trying to figure out where he is. You know, you're going to come talk or whatever. He's like, yeah, yeah, I'm blah, 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 whatever. They ain't never tell me what he's doing. I'm leaving the facility. Why is the dude outside running?
Oh, he running outside.
Outside working out, running. Man, I promise you, it took all my might not to stop my car that day. If I stopped my car, I might have been in jail right now.
That's crazy.
I'm being honest. Like, if I had stopped my car, I'd have been in jail today. Because I'm like, yo, it's no way this is happening. Like, this is unreal to me. Like, I didn't talk to nobody. So I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. I don't even care no more. You know, I'm good. Like, I had a horrible time anyway. The organization was hell. Like, yeah. It was bad. You know what I mean? Like, the culture was bad. Like, I'm glad I'm out of there. I was just, man, that was the worst time of my damn life. I ain't even going to hold you.
I feel that. So, obviously, man, you still training and yep. Preparing for your get a true shot at the league. You know, how is that experience of, you know, basically having one foot in the real world and one foot as a professional athlete? How do you balance that?
It's tough. It's really tough. Like it's one of those things that are just that you just don't think of sometimes. Like you I don't quite sometimes understand it. Some days I'm like, you know what? I'm good. You know what I mean? Some days I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to quit. Some days I'm just like, I can't quit. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I don't want to. And I was talking, you know, and me, you know, Ahmad and, you know, T-Cub talked about this a lot. It's just when to really stop chasing something. You know what I mean? Like, some days I feel like the game don't even love me. You know what I mean? And that's the worst feeling right there, is when I don't feel that love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the worst part, is I feel like I done put my heart and soul into it.
Too much time. Yeah.
Yeah, just to be left in the dust.
Yeah.
So, and I'm just like, that's not me. I can't. I just, in my mind, I just know I can't give up. Like, I can't see myself giving up no time soon, because I'm just like, I'm young. I mean, I'm 24 years old. I still got a lot of time left to play. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm still in the mindset of, now that, like you said, I got 1 foot in the league and 1 foot out. That 1 foot out is like, all right, you gotta find ways to make an income too.
Yeah.
Like, it's not you, like, I can't necessarily say I'ma just go get a job, because what if I get picked up? Now I gotta quit this job, and what if it don't work out? Then I'm like, dang, can I get my job back? And they probably like, no, you can't get your job back, because we filled the spot. You know what I mean? So right. I'm playing like devil's advocate, like playing both sides. I'm like, I want to play in the league, but I'm like, I mean, I'm not making no money from the league right now. So I got to find stuff to help me make money. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I'm pushing. I'm working, like, you know, I do a podcast, you know, I've been learning the stock market. You know what I mean? I'm learning to network with people. I have my own business that, you know, I gotta make payments on the truck. You know what I mean? So like, I'm working constantly of improving my craft, because like you said earlier, like, I was just so focused on football, like football this, football that. That's my mindset. That's my goal. That's my dream. That's my career. But that's not going to last me forever. Like I know, like, if I'd have knew this before, I'd have been set myself up to have multiple incomes coming in now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I work on a podcast, you know, I mean, I don't get much revenue from it yet, but I'm working my tail off to continue to get revenue from it. Like, I'm working with my trailer here. Like, I mean, COVID kind of hit us kind of crazy, but I'm not letting it stop me. Like, I'm going to keep working to gain more revenue from here. The stock market, everybody knows the stock market is crazy. Like, you don't know how to, you know what I mean? It could have a great day, it could have a bad day. Like, I've gained some money, I lost some money, but I'm learning, finding ways to have different income. And and that's what I think that, like, I'm so good at, and that's what separates me from a lot of people, is that I didn't give up. Like, I didn't just say football is my life and then after that I'm stuck. Like, I kept growing from it. You know what I mean? So I think it's a blessing that I have 1 foot in and 1 foot out, but it does get stressful though. Because sometimes you just watch Sunday and you be like, man, these dudes is trash. Like, I know I can easily be on this team right now. But, I mean, I'm not rushing God's time. You know what I mean? He has a plan for me, whether that's playing in the league or whether that's me just doing what I do now. You know what I mean? So I'm just blessed to have both worlds, because a lot of people in my situation, I don't think they will handle it the same way.
Yeah.
Like, everybody looks at me like, damn, you're still smiling? Yes, because I'm living. Like, I'm not making all this money that I want to make and be in a financial, you know, spot that I want to be in. But I wake up every day and I'm blessed. Like, I don't care about the rest. After that, I know what I'm capable of doing and I know what I can make.
Yeah.
And so I'm just out here reaching out for opportunities, and I'm going to get it. Like, I network with so many people that I'm just like, yo, I talk to so many people that, like, through, you know, Clubhouse sometimes, or the, you know, what's the other professional business that have the LinkedIn or whatever. I be on that heavy. Like, people message me, I just be messaging them back, because I don't know who these people may be.
Yeah.
like, and I run into people all the time, and I just introduce myself. And like here in Florida, you know, I met a real estate agent. I met a guy that does advertisement on the little TV screens and stuff. I meet them all because I never know. I might need these people one day, or these people might need my help. You know what I mean? So I like that I'm in both worlds, because it gives me a chance to see it like that. It gives me a chance to see, okay, I see the football side, but you got to come back to reality, dog, that like football doesn't last forever. And like, you got to be on your grind here too, because once you're done with this, where's your money coming from? Because we all know they be stingy in the league and not trying to pay people, but
yeah,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think it's a blessing that I do both, and that I'm handling the way I'm handling it.
Yeah. No, I respect it, man. I would say you're in the toughest position a student athlete can be in post-college.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think the NFL does enough for those people like yourself. I was in the same position. I actually had a little bit of sustainability in the league for a couple seasons, but
yeah,
that in between, that guy that was a dope ass college player that's probably better than the kids that's playing, but it's some politics in this situation, and then he's at the bottom of the roster, cut here, cut there, not necessarily getting paid in the summer. training camp with the team, like, that stuff is crazy to me. Like, they bring in 90 people, they cut half of them, and yeah, the half of them didn't make no money, and they put them back on they put them back into the street, and with no income off of that training camp, and essentially they'll still like throw that fishing rod back out there to you and be like, hey, come work out with this team.
Yeah, that's it.
Come work out with this team. You know what I'm saying? But they're still not paying you. They're still not paying you no money. So essentially, it's the toughest position, because the NFL doesn't do anything to support it, because they act like they don't see it, but they know what they're doing. And then
yeah, they know what they're doing. And they don't care.
Aren't doing nothing either. The colleges aren't doing nothing either. Like, UVA should be doing something or put some type of program in place for the kids that actually have a chance to play in the NFL, but are maybe just struggling with the NFL journey right now.
Absolutely. Especially now with COVID and stuff. Like, I mean, it's a lot of our guys that have a chance. Like, I mean, if you think about it, Haas, like, he's like one of the top five receivers of, like, he doesn't drop a ball.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what you say. I don't want a guy that's not going to drop the football. If I throw him the ball, he's going to catch the football.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of teams just go for the guys that had a year with probably 20 receptions and 200 yards and be like, oh yeah, that's our guy right there. We like him. How? You can't tell me that.
How?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't tell me that. But like you said, it does go back to like us, you know, I feel like as alumni, it's like, I feel like that's where we kind of got to change that, because man, I talk to dudes from Alabama all the time. And the only reason why I reference Alabama is because of who they are. You know what I mean? And what they have. You know what I mean? And I know, man, them dudes have so many resources through their alumni. It's crazy because of you know, what they done. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, man, them dudes be straight regardless if they have football or not. Like, you know what I mean? And it's sad to say that, because it's the truth. You know what I mean? I'm not scared to tell people the truth, because it is what it is. Like, and I feel like we do need a better support and resource system where colleges have in place that, you know, if our past alumni are like struggling, like, we can lend a hand to help these kids, like, and not just try to leave them out there on the dust and trying to put them in a situation and make it worse. Because a lot of, you know, like most, not a lot of us, but, you know, regular students are in debt from school. Granted, we're not in debt, but we become in debt because we try to make these master plans that we don't have no resources for. And then we get sales short, and now we're trying to play catch up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The biggest thing is that what people understand is that they think that UVA doesn't have the resources because it just hasn't been done. But the truth of the matter is, man, it's a plethora of people out there that went to UVA would love to help. It's just that there's no connection there. And it's like, I mean, like Chase said, you know, I did everything.
Yeah, it's no connection. It's absolutely.
And it was just like, I mean, if you go to any of these frat houses, you know, a lot of my friends from my high school were in frats like that. Man, it's like what you would expect. The UVA frat life is like kind of like the alumni network at like Alabama, you know, when you leave. Like, you're in a frat at UVA, you know some of these guys.
Absolutely.
You know, parents have, you know, they'll hook you up with a job. Or, you know, I know a couple guys in my frats who's are working for their you know, their frat brother's parents. Or, you know, we're hooked up with a loan for them or stuff like that. So the connections there is just that, you know, UVA doesn't do a good job of the student athletes in getting them that connection, because they do a very good job in that Greek life of giving them that connection. You know, you have a head of the chapter, you have a head of the, you know, the fraternity, who's like an older guy who was obviously in the fraternity back then. 99.9% of the time, they're super successful. One call to them, you could have 3-4 interviews. You know, UVA can do that. They just don't, and people don't understand.
Yeah, absolutely.
People make the mistake of thinking that we just don't have that connection. No, they just don't do a good job of bringing that in.
First of all, the NFL needs to pay kids that are playing and they're getting during training camp. Now, they need to pay kids for that, first of all and foremost.
I didn't know y'all didn't get paid for that, to be honest. Yeah.
If you don't make the team, you don't get paid. So that's a situation that doesn't work. And then
– but.
The university needs to support. They need to understand that these kids that are getting cut, they don't understand the situation. I'm trying to put a light on it, is the fact of they got to keep training. You know what I'm saying? They got to keep training for the opportunity.
You do.
And there needs to be some type of program in place, either from the NFL or from colleges, that is giving these kids something to do career-wise as they are still working to get to the reach their dreams and reach their goals. And maybe they put a cap on the years or something like that, but there has to be some type of
It'd be a cap for sure. And I think that was the only way it would work. But I mean, like Max was saying, like I don't know why, like, as student athletes at the university, like of course, like I feel like we should have that, like a Greek life, you know what I mean? Like of those people, like, and I know, like Max, like you were saying, like, you know, I know a bunch of other people that, you know, are, you know, in, you know, sororities and fraternities and stuff, but it's like, I see the networking they have and they do. And I'm just like, yo, like, why as in a student athlete, like, why, like, I feel like we have that, but we don't have that, like, just so to us, like, it's not visible, like, it's only visible unless, like, you know certain people. You know what I mean? And I just feel like that's where, like, the biggest mistakes come from. Like, if we had that, like, I feel like a lot of us, we would feel safe and secure in what we're doing. Because right now, it is challenging. I know for some people that don't have, like, my mindset, I know it's challenging. Like, I know what it's like to really be in a position of where I'm questioning my job every day.
Oh, it was breaking me down. It was breaking me down.
That's what I'm saying. It broke me down mentally. And I don't know if y'all, my first podcast that I got on by myself, I talked about mental health. And what I really explained to them was I told them my story. I didn't tell them like what a doctor said on the internet. I was in that, it was dark. I didn't have anything else, but it was no light for me. It was just dark room, and that was it. And I'm like, it's no way this is what it should be like. Like, I don't want no one else to feel that pain, because it sucks. Like, I know people in regular day life deal with this, but I don't want kids that are just coming out of college really in a mindset of, yes, they want a career, but these people, they want to play sports. They want to play football. Like myself, I wanted to play football. I wanted to be about football. Like, I knew football was the goal and the dream, and that's what I was reaching. But when that left turn happens, sometimes you don't know what to do, because I panicked. I low-key panicked. I went in a dark place. Truth be told, I almost became a coach at UVA.
There was a time when I asked Coach, who's the new coach?
Mendenhall.
Yeah, Coach Mendenhall, I went down and I asked him, hey, y'all need some DB help? You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I almost became a GA. Like, I literally, my first year, like when I wasn't playing, I got let go by Washington. I said, I don't know what to do. Like, I gave up. I literally had no motivation for nothing. Like, I was dark.
Yeah.
Like, I used to text my DB coach all the time, like, I mean, what is it, a GA spot opening up? You know what I mean? Like, is like, I text Coach Mendenhall, like, can we have a meeting? Like, can we sit down and talk? Like, you know what I mean? About future plans? Like,
yeah.
I need to know something, because, like, that unknowing and being unsure and waking up every day, you just like, I mean, I got to train, I got to be ready, but this joint is tough. Like, I went my first year, training camp got cut. I went all season until December 31st, New Year's Eve, literally. I got signed that day because I went to work. I had three workouts. I worked out with the Bengals, the Patriots. No, I had four. So I worked out with the Bengals, the Patriots. I worked out with the Bengals again, and then Carolina. I worked out with the Bengals twice. And you know what they had the nerve to tell me? I was basically better than the guys they had there, but I still didn't get signed by them.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'm like, okay, bet. So then I work out Carolina. And then after my workout with Carolina, they were like, okay, we're not going to sign you right now. So I'm like, okay, bet, cool. But they were like, we're going to do this thing called a futures deal. I'm like, shoot, what's that? Like, I don't know what that is. I'm like, all right. They're like, yeah, we're going to do a futures deal with you. You know what I mean? I'm like, bet. After the season, we're going to sign you. I'm like, shoot, here's my opportunity. Yeah. So then I signed with Carolina. I'm like, it's working. Like, something's working. So I'm like, bet. I'm good. I'm all right. Get to Carolina. You know, I'm having a ball. Like, I'm having great camps. I'm having fun with the guys. I'm bringing energy. Like, they loving me. You know what I mean? Like, they're vibing with me. So then, you know, my special teams coach is loving me. He's vouching for me. You know what I mean? So, boom, they put me on practice squad. So I'm like, you know what? I'm blessed. You know what I mean? And not too many people can say they at least made it to the NFL.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I made it to the NFL. You know, I'm living my dream out. I'm on practice squad. I'm living. Bet. I'm with it. So, you know how it is. You know, you're on practice squad. You thinking like, I mean, man, I can be playing right now for real, for real. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. You know, I'm making the team better. You know what I mean? That's all I can say to myself. I'm making the team better. Because if it weren't for me, they won't be getting better. So I'm like, all right, bet. So I'm like, I'm on edge on all year. So I'm like, all right. Because it was days I just was like, man, bro, I don't even want to do this no more. Like, I'm tired of just practicing. Like, I want to actually be in the game. Like, I want to show what I've been doing in preseason on the Sunday.
On a Sunday, yeah.
Like, so I'm like, bet, cool. So I'm like, all right. So nothing's happening. So, mind you, like, we're going into, like, well, before I get there, like, it was to the point, like, I literally would tell my boys and, like, the people that I was on practice squad with, like, yo, let's just have fun. Let's turn up on these people, man. Like we literally used to turn up on these people, like, in practice. Like, I literally, like, used to talk junk to Christian McCaffrey all the time.
Yeah.
Like, if like, you ever get a chance to talk to him, like, I literally used to talk junk to this man. Like, he want the best running back in the game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking crazy to him. I'm talking crazy to him in front of the GM. I'm talking crazy to him in front of the owner. Like, I'm out there having fun. Like, he literally used to look at me before practice and be like, let's have fun today. Like, I'm like, all right, bet, cool. Talking junk. I'm loud too. We talking crazy to each other loud. It's crazy. But I respect the man. But what I was doing is I'm showing these people I can still bring the energy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm showing these people like I'm still here. Like, I'm not no slouch. Like, even though on our practice squad, you know, they make you do what the card says and play this alignment.
Get beat on purpose.
I'm playing outside alignment on an over route every single practice. Like, I used to literally tell myself, I'm the over route guy. That's my job.
Like this. We need you for the outside.
I swear to God. I swear to God. I'm the over route king. I promise you. I have the over route down pack playing outside leverage. Yeah, on an over route. And they know. I'm like, yo. I'm like, it's no way. And then it literally, like, I'm like, yo, there's no way. Like, they're playing outside. And so what I did and took upon myself so that I can make them better and understand who they're playing, I literally asked the offensive coordinator assistant to put their film on the practice squad's iPad so I can watch their defense and understand how you want me to play.
Yeah.
Like, no one told me to do that. No one asked them to do that. I went to them people myself and was just like, yo, can you put their defense on our iPad so I can study these people for you? Like, I don't need to be watching their offense for what? I'm not playing this week. What I need to watch their offense for while I'm in meetings? No, I literally will watch the other team's defense. So that when I went out to practice of the guy that I'm wearing jersey number that week, so I can go out there and perform like him.
Yeah, you're a good player. Like, you're a good practice player, man. I wasn't doing nothing at that defense game.
No, literally. Like, and this is what I'm saying. Like, I took it to another level. So I'm like, yo, these people know. You know what I mean? Like, I'm out here like, yo, I'm making sure you know I'm doing something out here. Like, I'm not just out here just being a little bot. Like, I'm really trying to put the work in so that you guys can see. Like, I'm not no little slouch. Like, I'm about this business. Like, I'm really about making the team better. Because if I don't make the team better, who's going to make the team better?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, that's what it is and that's what it's going to be. And so I'm like, all right, bet. I get that done. So I'm like, whatever, cool. So then, like, you know, like, a couple games, like, left in the season, you know, they talking to me like, you know, one of my coaches like, yeah, I've been trying to get you pulled up, but they just not trying to pull me up. I'm like, man, they got me messed up for real. So I'm like, whatever, cool. They ain't pulled me up. I'm on practice squad. I'm still living my dream. Whatever. Man, we get to this year. First, you got any questions before I keep going? You know,
nah, man, I'm just listening.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know what I mean? So, you know, we get to this year. So I'm like, bet, you know, I come back. So immediately after the season, you know, they either sign the people they want or whatever, how that goes. You know what I mean? So I'm like, they sign me back. I'm like, shoot, I'm in there. You know what I mean? I'm good. So I'm like, yo, this is my time. You know, our special teams captain, you know, they let him go. I'm like, yo, this is my time right now, dog. Like, this is it. This is my moment. So I'm like, bet. As soon as I seen that, hit up my special teams coach. I'm talking to him all the time. Like, I'm talking to him, you know, I'm making sure he know I'm there. And you're like, I'm locked in. Like, I'm about it. I'm ready to go. So, you know, we get a new coach. You know, we get all that. So I'm like, bet, cool. So then I'm like, whatever, cool. We get the coaches and then boom, COVID hits. So I'm like, all right. So there ain't no real, like, you know, OTAs going on. There ain't no, like, in-person things going on. It's all virtual.
Yeah.
So I'm like, cool. All right. How am I handle this? So we used to have quizzes on, like, a little Kahoot thing. So I'm like, all right, bet. I'm a very smart player. So I'm crushing these tests. Like, I'm crushing these jumps. So, like, they see this. Like, they get the results back on their whatever they look at. I'm crushing these jumps. Like, they seeing I'm in, like top two, like top three out of DBs every week. Out of everybody, I'm in, like, top five.
Yeah.
So you going to see my name there. Like, I'm getting good grades. Like, I'm passing every time. So I'm like, bet, they see I'm smart. You know what I mean? Boom, whatever, cool. Man, we get in person. So I'm like, all right, bet. You know what I mean? Going in person, I'm like, we going to be all right. You know what I mean? I'm out there doing my little thing. You know what I mean? Just playing football. Doing what I do best. I'm playing football.
So I'm like, all right, you know, but at the time it's like, there's like plays to be made, but everyone thinking in the NFL is just easy to make a play. It's not easy to make a play. Like, I just went in there, did my job. I what my coach wanted me to do, he said, I wanted you to line people up. I want you to be assertive. I want you to be loud. I want you to communicate. Gotcha. Did all of that for you, coach. Text my special teams coach, like, coach, like, I'm not who our special teams captain was last year, but I'm damn sure a baller. You know what I mean? And he said, I know. And I talked to him, and I talked to our long snapper who's been there for a while. You know what I mean? So I'm talking to him. I'm like, hey, listen, I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm going to be me. So, like, whatever you need me to do, whatever me and you can do together to work together, I'm with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I used to have my special teams coach send me film of guys who he thought I resembled. I'm studying them. I'm watching them. Listen, like that defense stuff. Listen, I knew my stuff. I did my job. But that special teams, oh, that's all I was going for.
That's all I was going for. You knew that was smart.
I swear to God, that's all I was going for. I'm like, yo, I'm getting on this spot. So I'm like, bet, cool. I'm with it. So all camp, I'm doing my thing. And then, like, kind of towards the end, things started getting weird. I'm, like, starting on all special teams, like, all camp. Last couple weeks, I'm starting getting the taking off of one of them. I'm getting down third string. I'm like, all right. You know, I'm still starting on other ones. They just trying to see something. I'm like, all right, bet. Another one. I'm back down on the list. I'm second team. I'm like, second team. I'm like, all right, bet, cool. Another one come. I'm like, damn, all right. And then once I got moved from PP, oh, I said it's over. I've been starting every single practice at PP. Every practice, doing my job. Don't giving up blocks. I'm leading us. I'm giving us the right calls. I'm setting us up for great position. I'm going to this little virtual wall we had, lining everybody up. I'm passing the test. I'm whatever you need. I'm doing it. I'm like, yo, stuff is starting to get real weird around here. So then, like, Judgment Day, the last week is Judgment Week.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, bet. So I'm starting to feel the vibes, and I'm like, yo, something ain't right, dog. Like, I've been doing this. I'm like, all right. But mind you, in my mind, I'm like, I never quit in practice. Even if, like, the vets went down for the day, like, they will stop the vets sometimes. They just saying, y'all stay out there. Keep going. All right. I'm still going. I'm still giving it 100. And some people on that team was quitting.
Yeah.
But I'm still going. Like, you would never see me off the field. Like, I'd be tired, yeah, but, like, I'm still going. Special teams and all. So I'm like, all right, bet. Then, like, the last day comes. So the last day we had like a little scrimmage. So I'm like, all right, man, I barely played defense that day. Like, I'm like, yo, what is going on? I played all special teams. Like, I'm playing all special team reps and they're 100% go. I made few tackles on that jump and I'm like, 100%
go.
100% go. Cause mind you, we're in OTAs. We didn't have OTAs. We're in camp.
Yeah.
So we didn't have 100% participation. You know what I mean? Like, we're not going 100% against our guys where we can potentially hurt these people.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even like, it was some days it was thud or, you know what I mean? Special teams, we really didn't thud.
Yeah.
There was more offense versus defense. And now if you want to go back to the film, bro, I'm thudding every day. I'm hitting somebody every single day. I was the most physical person, and they cannot say I wasn't. Yeah, every day I'm thudding somebody. Every single day, someone's getting thudded by me. And I'm like, yo, all right. They can't say I'm not hitting nobody because I do it every day. So then I'm like, all right. I'm thinking to myself, they can't say I'm not smart because, man, I'm balling every day. I mean, like, my test scores, my knowledge for the game has been crazy every single day. I'm like, yo, you can't tell me this. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in my mind, like, you can't sit here and tell me this. Yeah. So I'm like, bet. So then last day come, I do whatever, blah, 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 whatever. Cool. So now I'm in my mind, like, I'm not going to be here. Like, I done felt all that weirdness I felt when I was with the Skins that is going on right now. So I'm like, there's no way. So then I wake up the next day, you know, I waited a little bit. I get the call, like, yeah, you know, bring your iPad, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, bet, cool, whatever. So I told my agent,
come get this goddamn iPad, nigga.
I should have said that at this rate. So I'm like, it's whatever. Like, I'm like texting my agent, like, yo, this is what they want. This is what they doing. Like, what's up? Talk to me. Like, what's going on? He like, we're trying to see now what's going on, but they not really talking practice squad. But I'm like, all right, bet, cool. So I'm like, whatever then. So I get in there, I meet with these dudes. I finally met with the coaches. So I'm like, all right, bet. So who I meet with first? Met with the GM first. GM told me, yeah, this one right here is tough to do. Like, this one right here is tough to do this right now. So I'm like, okay. So you rock with me, but now it's tough to do it. All right, bet. I go talk to the head coach. Great guy. You know what I mean? I'm not bashing none of these guys. I'm just keeping it real. You know what I mean? Like, those guys are great. I'm not bashing them, but I get to the head coach. Like I knew in his mind, like he was saying, like he couldn't even really look at me eye to eye. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause if he was saying it was hard, you know what I mean? Cause he couldn't look me eye to eye and like really say like,
why?
Why? You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, I understand, I respect it, but like, I'm not bashing these coaches, but it just is what it is. Like, it's a real life story. I'm not trying to fraud my story. It's real life.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't look me in my eyes and tell me why you're letting me go. Like, you tell me I'm a great player. I did this. I did all you needed me to do. You know what I mean? Like, what else you need from me? You feel me? So I'm like, it is what it is. Go meet my DB coach. My DB coach, he telling me, like, you can play on Sundays. There's no doubt in my mind. You can play on Sundays. Like, he's telling me, like, he wants me back. He's telling me to tell my agent, like, if another team is kind of wanting me, like, because they're trying to. So my agent already told me, like, they're not talking practice squad, but they're trying to talk to me, like, we're going to, like, you know, we're going to see if you get claimed, and then we're going to go from there type stuff. You know what I mean? Because I knew what type of player I was. So then my DB coach was like, look, I mean, tell your agent, like, I want you back here type stuff. You know what I mean? Because he knows how he was like, you're really smart for the game. You can play on Sunday. So I'm like, shit, better. I'm good. You know what I mean? Go meet my special teams coach. And he just was shocked as I was shocked. Because this dude been vouching for me since the year before. So I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, he was trying to give me, and I understood why I had majority reps on special teams, is because he was trying to show them that I can make plays on special teams. And that's what I was doing, and I appreciate him for doing that. But it just still, in my mind, I'm just like, so y'all telling me all this and doing all that, why I'm not on the team?
Answer the hard questions.
That's right. What I'm saying. Like, and that's what I'm confused on. No one has the answer to the hard questions.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, y'all could just be straight. And that's what I think, like, sometimes NFL does a bad job. Is like, yes, it's a business. Yes, I understand that. It's a business. You don't really have to tell people why. But, like, some people be doing the dumbest things. And sometimes they need to be answers behind this. Like, because there's no reason you can tell me that you have a guy that is a four-year starter. Like, he has 1,000,001 tackles. Like, I have plenty of interceptions. Like, I've done this at the Senior Bowl. I done did this and blah, blah, whatever. You can't tell me that you can put a guy up next to my name and say they're better than me. You can't do it. Like, I don't care who you are or what you're going to say. If you can say my name next to them, you will not say they're better than me.
Yeah.
That's just my mindset. At the end of the day, and then if you want to say, oh, you're just being biased because it's you, pull up my film.
Pull up the tape.
Like, I have film to back up everything I do. So I'm just in my mind like, either it's just, you know, it's just they just playing games and they just trying to, you know, make me just do this and that. But at this rate, I'm not even fazed by it no more. Like, when I got let go, I wasn't even fazed. Like, I walked out of there laughing and smiling, like, but it's not gonna stop me from being who I am. Like,
yeah,
I know I can play in this league on Sundays. Like, I know if I get on this field, I'm a dog whoever's in front of me.
Yeah.
And like, and that's what I was telling people. Like, I'm like, look, I'm not no guy. I'm not a practice guy. Like, I'm not a guy that's going to try to kill my own players in practice. I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. If that's what you want, I'm not that guy. Because now if I hit this guy, knock him out for the week, who we got next?
Yeah.
We already don't got numbers because of COVID. So like, what you want? You put a different opponent in front of my face, I promise you they're going to be in the dirt if that's what you want.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
If that's what you want, that's what I give you. Now, I promise you, if I had those four preseason games, I'd be on the team. Easy right now.
Yeah. That is tough. That is tough right there. I'm sure. Didn't get those games. How was the actual experience of being a free agent during the COVID season? Was it like, did you get a lot of workout opportunities? Like, how is it?
Man, it's been hell. I haven't had no workouts. I haven't had nothing.
Have they been doing workouts and you just didn't get one, or was like it's not?
They've been doing workouts. Okay. I promise you, they've been doing workouts because you know Smoke's been at workouts. I know plenty of people that have been at workouts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm glad those guys are on teams. You know, nothing to bash them. Like, I'm glad you guys got that opportunity. Like, I respect that. Like, I don't bash nobody. I don't know. I just know. Is nobody in this NFL on 32 teams right now that is better than me?
let them know. You know,
it's like, know.
Even if you just bring me in front of you and let me work out, I would have been cool with that. You tell me you didn't like me at the workout, fine. I worked out. I didn't even get that opportunity to do that.
That's crazy.
I watch every week that it's a safety going down.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo. And at this rate, I'm like, yo, I can play dime backer. I have 1,000 tackles.
Yeah.
Like, if you want somebody in the box, I can play in the box and I can play in coverage. What else do you want?
And this is when it got real disrespectful for me. So I started my last game. They cut me for a concussion or whatever. And I'm, you know, they talk about, yeah, we're going to bring you back, all these different type of things. We go into training camp. I still ain't got on a team yet. Training camp don't come back around. Mind you, I started the last game. You know what I'm saying? I started. And training camp come back around. All right. Ain't nobody put me on no team yet. Redskins, they've been saying, like, we're going to bring you back, all these different type of things. But the DBs is filled up. A corner goes down. I'm over here watching. A corner goes down, and they call in. And this is my guy, but they called in Draquan Hosky, who played behind me for years.
My man Hosky, man.
Hosky was the third string behind me, bro. And I said, oh, daddy, I guess get disrespectful now. Y'all know I'm out here. And then y'all brought my backup in for a workout, to fill the spot on the team. So sometimes I believe that the NFL, and I truly believe this, that sometimes the NFL, they bring in guys that they know can't compete more than a guy that they think that's going to give their top guy some burn or some run.
Some burn. You know what? I'm glad you said that because I think that's what it is.
Yeah,
like, it's real talk because, like, they want to see these people shine. Like, if another top dog comes in and tries to outshine these people, they're going to be questioning, why is this guy not playing?
Yeah.
And then and now it's going to bring a bunch of conversation. And that's what it is. That's what it got to be. Because you can't tell me that a guy that's damn near made all ACC every year almost I'm a four-time All-American every single year. I done showed you on my film. I done went to the Senior Bowl with these people that are in the league, and I literally did the same thing there in front of all your faces. Like, what do you want? You want people who just who do little performance testing at a combine, or you want football players? Yeah. Like, I'm not a tester. I play football. That's what I do best. I play football.
That's real. Well, this is a situation that, you know, Matt, you got any questions real quick?
Nah. That's a crazy story. I mean, I know y'all kind of had a similar journey.
So yeah, it's similar, man. Anything. It's similar.
Crazy out here. I didn't even, man, you don't probably know much, Quinn, but after my senior year, Chase will tell you, man, I didn't even have no inkling thoughts about the NFL. I'm like, I'm about to get this money, man, a different way. I knew the NFL wasn't for me, and I just didn't want that. You guys actually had a chance, but I wasn't going to let nobody tell me I wasn't good enough to be something. So,
But at this rate, like, you did the smart way, low-key. Like, you really established yourself. You know what I mean? Like, granted, I wanted to be in the NFL, and, like, when you get told, like, you're cut, like, that shit hurts. Like, yeah. It really makes you think to yourself, like, damn, am I really not that good enough? Like, am I not good at all? Like, damn, all I did was, like, was that just okay? Like, was it mediocre? Like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, and some thoughts I should have been like, man, I should have kept playing baseball for all this. You know what I mean? I could have just, if I knew the outcome was going to be this, I'd have played baseball too. Like, I would have never stopped playing something that I love too, because I'm like, I love baseball, but I had to choose in high school to play it or not. You know what I mean? So I'm I'm going to focus on football. And then, like, I get the league. I'm like, all right, shoot. What can I do now? Like, but you kind of low key. You did what's best for you, and some of us is like, should, like, sometimes I used to think, should I have did that too? Like it'd have saved me a whole lot of headaches that I've had in my, you know, my couple years of doing this.
Real headaches are different headaches. You know what I'm saying? Headaches. You're throwing them headaches out there, man.
No, not that CTA headaches, them dark thoughts headaches. Dark you know thought, what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, yo, I could just be out here working, waking up, you know, shoot, at this rate, I could hate my job at this rate, but I'm still getting paid good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, it, like you said, it's like you didn't want no one to tell you that. Like, and sometimes, like us, like, we went through it, and that joint sucks to really, like, say, oh, I mean, yeah, we're letting you go. What? Letting me go? What you mean? Like, am I not good enough? And those answers will never come out their mouths.
Ever.
Because they know.
And the thing is the fact of, like, I can go on this all day. But essentially, like, you've already outplayed the people that they're bringing in. Like, you outplayed them in college. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I played them in college. So now I'm here redoing it, probably still showing it on tape in practice that I'm still better than these people. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. But then it comes down to how much money we've paid these people, who made these decisions, all those different types of things like that.
How long they've been in the league? You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, y'all got it, bro. Like, I understand, but, like, you just can't tell me they're better than me at the end of the day.
I don't even really watch it too much anymore, but I like all my homeboys that still playing. I love that they still playing. I'm glad that I done found a thing outside of the league that can treat me as well as the league treated me. But I got full control over it. You know, that's my thing now, is that I'm going to keep control of my destiny. And just for the NFL, I was never in control. And I realized that, and I was like, I'm working my butt off, and I can control what I can control. And you said it earlier, actually. You said, like, I know I can trust myself, right?
Yeah.
Like, I can trust myself. Like, I know I'm going to put the work in. I know I'm going to put the time in. But at the end of the day,
absolutely,
it was always in their hands. It was always in their hands, no matter what I did. Definitely. So that was crazy.
That's, like, why I ventured out, like, of football. Like,
yeah.
And that's why, like, I try to maneuver through it. Like, yes, I use that platform to my ability, but I maneuver through it because I'm like, at the end of the day, like, I trust me. Yeah. Like, I know at the end of the day, they don't really care about me. They don't really care about the players in the league. They don't. And yeah. Everyone's showing it. Like, it goes all the way back to Cap. You know what I mean? Like, Kaepernick doing what he did. You know what I mean? And show, like, these people don't care about us for real. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to trust me at the end of the day. Like, that's why, like, I never just sat around. Like, my first year, like, it happened, I sat around and moped and, like, did this and did that. I'm just like, this ain't me. Like, I'm not trusting me right now. I really put my trust into the whole NFL and said, here you go. I trust you guys. Do what you're going to do. Man, I don't trust them people no more. Like, I'm going to do me. Yeah. Like, even if I don't play another down of football, I know I'm going to be all right.
For facts.
Regardless of anything or everything that happens, I'm going to be good regardless if I'm on a team or if I'm not on a team. And I tell people this all the time because a lot of people might come to me and talk to me about things. I just be like, I listen to people and I like listening to people. I like helping people. But sometimes I be like listening to you like, I listen to people as like, I'm not going through anything. I let them talk. I let them express themselves. I let them do whatever. And I don't judge people. But I've always told people this, like, if you come talking to me, like, and if you say anything like just, oh, I did this with work or something, I'm going to tell you straight up, stop complaining to me. Like, I'm going to tell you, stop making excuses to me because I live a double life right now. Like, I'm living, like you said earlier, like, I have one foot in as an athlete, as a professional athlete, and I have one foot in as a regular human being in the real life as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm living without work. I haven't worked since August. Like, I haven't made no money. Like, I don't, like, I have a place to live, but I got to pay rent. I got to pay, you know, insurance. I got to do all these things just like you. But I don't need to complain about it. Like, I don't need to talk about it. I don't need to do that because I know at the end of the day, I'm not trusting nobody but me. Like, I'm a go get it. Like, if I have the heart and desire to do something, I'm going to go get it. I wanted to start a podcast. I was iffy about it, but I went and did it because I know I will be good at it. I did it. I said, I'm going to learn the stock market. I'm like, all right, bet. I don't know nothing about stocks. I never even thought I'd learn about stocks. I learned it. I bought books. I've been reading books. I'm still learning, but I learned it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing a bunch of stuff. I've researched more stuff on my equipment for my trailer. Like, I'm like, yo, I know at the end of the day that no matter what circumstances I'm in, no matter if COVID's around, no matter whatever's going on, I don't care if we're getting attacked by aliens. I'm putting all my trust in me.
Yeah.
And that's how I live my life. And that's what I do. I don't complain about it. You'll never see me complain. You'll never see me try to downplay nobody. Like, even though I'm better than them, I don't downplay nobody because I don't judge no one else's career. I don't judge no one else's success because it's not my success. Like, I know I have a different path in success.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, maybe it's not football. And you know what? I've come to terms with that and understand that I'm more than an athlete. And that's where it comes down to me trusting me. And me understanding that I gotta go get it at all costs. Like, I'm sorry, at this rate, I don't want to work for nobody but myself. Because at the end of the day, it's like I worked for these people in the NFL business and I see how grimy it is.
Grimy. Like,
I don't want to be in that
position, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
NFL coach is almost the same, man.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. And I don't want to be put in that position. Like, I don't want to sit there and in my mind, like, because I don't think people understand, like, as they wake up and say, oh, I hate this job or whatever, but I can wake up in a day and lose my job right then and there, just off of the strength of something outrageous could happen. Like, a whole office alignment can get hurt. I could get cut. And I'm not even an office alignment.
Right.
Can't use you.
Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, I could get cut for just for sleeping this way, and they need somebody else to sleep this way. At work, at least you probably have a couple opportunities to mess up, and you still be all right. But in my job, if I can mess up one time, I could be gone. It ain't no, my bad, coach. No, I could be gone. Like, see you later. Here's a plane ticket back home. Find your money. Like, at least you get it. Like, if you get fired, you still at least get that last week's check. I don't even get that. I got to go home from what I got. I go home with what I got, and that's it. I don't have nothing else. I get paid every day. No, I don't get paid every day. I don't get paid to do this. Like, I'm home right now doing what I do, and I don't get paid by the NFL. I don't get paid year round, even when I was in the league. Like, I don't get paid year round. Like, right. I get paid throughout the season, and that's it.
That's it. That is it, man. Well, that's man, we appreciate it, man. We appreciate your story. I connect with it a lot, 100%. And one thing I wanted to tell you is that, okay, nobody ever take away what you've done. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Regardless of what happens in the NFL or going forward, like, can't nobody take away what you've done, man. And, you know, I got a shirt that said, legends never die. So understand that. Whatever you do going forward, you're still legendary. So understand that, man. We appreciate you jumping on. Have you had any advice for anybody or any other student athletes at UVA right now or anybody that wants to chase this thing? Like, what would you do different and what kind of advice would you give them?
So, I mean, it just goes back to what I would do different is just, I mean, understanding to use my alumni, to use, you know, the resources of networking, use the people around you, like, you know, the older guys like me, like whoever, you, Max, whatever, or whoever, use those resources now because, like, I want people to push for their dreams. I want people to go out there their dreams and understand that, like, you can do whatever you do, you know, want to do if you put your mind to it. I don't want to ever stop anybody's dream.
Yeah.
But I would definitely say that network now, find the resources now, because you never know. You just never know what could happen. Like, your path may not be what you want it to be. It may be something totally different that you never thought would happen happens. And I want people to be able to set themselves up for success for the path that they might not get into. Because it's a very slim chance that a lot of us make the NFL, a lot of us make the NBA, a lot of us make the MLB, the soccer league, the whatever league they want to go into. It's a very slim chance that you will make it. And I want people to understand that, like, you are more than an athlete. You're a human being, and that you need to be ready to set yourself up for success after whatever the path is that you're going to do, whether you make it or not. And that's where I messed up is that I was just so focused on one thing where now I'm in my mind, like, I'm doing things that are going to set myself up and set my family up for generations after me. And that's what I would think to myself to give advice to people is to do things that are going to set you up for once you're done with college. Like, if you choose, like, mine and your paths, Chase, to go into our professional sport and try it. Or if you want to go like Max and just be out, you know what I mean? And just go into the real world. But you have to be ready to set yourself up for success then. Not trying to wait till, like, now. I'm not saying it's too late for me or you or whoever, but you will feel more comfortable in that situation because this junk is headaches, dark times. It is stressful. It is mind-blowing. It is unanswered questions that you may have, and it does a lot to your mental. And, like, right now we're in a state of, like, mental health is really serious. Yep. And that I just say that just take advantage of the resources that you have wherever you are. Take advantage of the alumni and just take advantage of every opportunity that you can that presents itself in front of you, because you just never know what could happen in the circumstances that you're in that you may look back and be like, dang, I should have took this opportunity a little more serious or whatever. So that's what I would say, honestly. And I tell myself that all the time, because I give myself reassurance in my mind that saying that I know I can be the change and that I need to find a way to give back, to be those resources for people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I want people to understand that, like I'm here as a resource now that I'm older now. Like, I'm here as a resource. Like, people can use me because of how I set myself up throughout these past couple of years with dealing what I've been dealing with. So it's all about your resources and just really just grinding and just showing that you're more than an athlete. Or if you're not an athlete that's watching, show that you're a hard worker and that you're human as well. And like, you could be in, like, you can have an athlete's job in a sense, not saying professionally, but like Max was saying, a boss is like a head coach. Like, you're playing a game with us. Like, we go hand in hand with each other. So you got to be ready for what's in front of you as well and really take upon the resources that are in front of you as well. That's what I say, for real, for real.
That works for us. Let everybody, you got something, Max, before
I... Nah, I was saying that's solid.
All right, good. Yeah, so let everybody know where they can reach you at, find you at, reach out to you, follow your podcast, listen to your podcast, all those good things.
On Twitter, you can find me at @QKB_3. Instagram, you can find me at @Quinn_Blanding. And then my Twitch is just Quinn_Blanding. You can check me out on Tuesdays and Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern time. I do a podcast called QB Knows, and I just have fun up there. I'm me. I just keep it real. And it's a little bit about the podcast. It's just showing that, you know, it gives us athletes the space to be free, non-judgmental. You know, we just have fun and we just get out the space of being an athlete. We're just getting out of space of you have to score a touchdown or how you prepare for this or how you whatever. No, we're human beings. And once we leave that facility, we're just like normal people. We have the same normal problems. You know, we deal with a normal day life. Like, granted, we're getting a check from the NFL, but once we leave that facility, we're normal, we're human, and we're just like the rest of people. So I go up there and I just have fun with athletes or whoever else. And I'm actually going to start doing a little thing that I just came up with. So y'all are getting an exclusive look right now. I'm going to start supporting businesses from back home. I'm going to definitely have a lot of people joining, you know, my podcast from back home, you know, and plugging those people in as well. And I just want to see how those people got started with their business. And, you know, I just want to see how different people, you know, became the entrepreneur they are. And, you know, we got a lot of people, like a lot of those people back home, and I want to be able to help those and resource those people that, you know, if I know some people that need help, like, I can send them that way. So that's what I'm about to start doing. So you could definitely catch me there on Tuesdays and Fridays. Or if you just want to come hang out, I stream games all the time through my Twitch and I just have fun. So that's what I'm doing. That's where you guys can reach me at. And that's me. You know what I mean? So I appreciate you guys for having me, for sure. And just allow me to talk. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people can't do this. A lot of people,
right.
You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to tell your story. And I know a lot of people wait to tell their story when they're done. Yeah. I think it's best to tell my story now. You know what I mean? To so people can understand and see it. And so they're not just thinking that we are just so immortal and so perfect as us being athletes when we're not. Like, we have all everyday struggles every day, just like a normal person. And so I thank you guys for allowing me on the show just to show that that's what it is and that's what's real about it. And I know you guys do a lot with other people, and I'm definitely tuned into the show, and I definitely appreciate what you guys do with this show and this platform, because it's guys like you that make younger guys like me more motivated to keep doing this as well. So I definitely appreciate you guys for having me. y'all tune into the show. If y'all not, I'll make sure y'all tune in and keep y'all going. But keep plugging this show in as well, because I love helping people and I love making sure, you know, my older guys, you know, they look out for me, I look out for them. So I appreciate you guys for having me.
100, man. We appreciate you jumping on. That's another episode of the Who's Where podcast. First one of 2021. It was a good one. Quinn Blanton.
Yes, sir.
We'll holler at you guys next week. We out.